Are you feeling that familiar heat rising? That tightness in your chest? Maybe a clenched jaw? Maybe even a racing heart? Yeah, anger. We all feel it, sometimes more intensely than others. It's an energy, a powerful wave that can crash over us unexpectedly, leaving us reeling and often saying things we later regret. But what if instead of being swept away by this wave, we could learn to ride it, to harness its power in a way that serves us? That's what we're exploring today. Managing anger and frustration healthily, so it doesn't control you, but rather empowers your life. Because here's the thing. Anger isn't inherently bad. It's a signal, a red flag waving to tell us something is off, that our boundaries are being crossed, or that our needs aren't being met. The challenge lies in how we respond to it. When anger boils over, it can damage relationships, sabotage our goals, and leave us feeling depleted and resentful. But what if we could transform anger from a destructive force into a source of strength? What if we could channel its intensity into constructive action, paving the way for positive change? Imagine this. Instead of reacting impulsively, you pause. You breathe deeply, acknowledging the surge of anger without judgment. You recognize that this feeling is temporary, a passing wave, and you have the power to choose how you ride it. Maybe you use that energy to communicate your needs assertively, to set boundaries with grace, or even to fuel a creative endeavor. Think about it, channeled anger can be a powerful motivator for personal growth and positive change. It's like transforming fire into light, harnessing its heat to illuminate our path forward. So how do we actually do this? How do we shift from reactivity to conscious response when anger flares up? Here are a few practices that can help. 1. Mindful breathing. This one might sound simple, but it's incredibly effective. When you feel anger rising, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing tension with each breath. Focus on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body as brings you back to the present moment, interrupting the cycle of anger. 2. Body scan. Anger often manifests physically. Notice where you feel it in your body. Is it a tight jaw, clenched fists, or a racing heart? By bringing awareness to these sensations without judgment, you begin to create space between yourself and the feeling. This physical connection can help you understand the anger's root cause and respond with more clarity. 3. Reframing your thoughts. Anger often stems from negative thought patterns. This is unfair. They did this on purpose. Challenge these thoughts. Are they truly accurate? Is there another way to look at the situation? Perhaps your friend's tardiness wasn't intentional, or maybe this setback is an opportunity for growth. 4. Assertive communication. Once you've calmed down, express your feelings clearly and respectfully. I feel frustrated when, or it's important to me that, are powerful ways to communicate your needs without blaming or attacking. Remember, assertive communication is about expressing yourself honestly while respecting others' boundaries. Take a moment now, close your eyes if you feel comfortable, and imagine a calm, peaceful space. Breathe deeply, feeling the tension release with each exhale. Picture a warm, golden light surrounding you, filling you with a sense of peace and tranquility. This light represents your inner strength, your ability to navigate anger with grace and wisdom. Let this feeling of calmness settle into your body. Feel yourself growing more centered, more grounded. Remember that anger is a natural human emotion, but it doesn't have to control you. You have the power to choose how you respond, to transform its intensity into a force for positive change. Go out today and be the embodiment of calm resilience. Embrace the challenges with a steady heart and a mindful presence. You've got this. Remember that wave of anger. It can still crash over you, but now you have the tools to ride it with strength and grace. What will you choose to do differently today when anger arises? What small shift can you make? One deep breath, one assertive word, one mindful moment to reclaim your power and live with greater ease. Go forth and shine brightly.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.